following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Acura cars and SUVs are engineered to amaze. They're engineered to perform. But most of all, they're engineered to last, which makes buying a certified pre-owned Acura an easy decision. And during the Engineered to Last sales event, you'll find exceptional offers on every certified pre-owned Acura, including 0.9% APR for well-qualified customers. Visit your local Acura dealer or Acura.com today. Offer ends January 31st, 2011. See dealer for details.
I'm here today with Ray and Honey Smith.
Hello.
Looks like you two lovebirds.
We dress alike.
Whoa, those matching pantsuits remind me of Geico and 21st Century Insurance. They're the same, too. Both offer the same great coverage, same no-hassle claim service. They're basically the same.
Like our matching fanny packs?
Yeah, and drivers who switch from Geico to 21st save an average of $474 a year.
Want to see our matching tank tops?
We're out of time, folks. For a free rate quote, visit us online at 21st.com. 21st Century Insurance. The same great coverage for less.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Another Monday coming at you, Doug and Daddy Show right here on 7 Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Merrick, go ahead and cue the music, would you please? Strike up the band. Strike up the band, please. Because after week five, when Doug opened his mouth and...
Here we go.
This is a 2010-2011 version,
here
people.
Here we go. Steelers. Here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to Super Bowl. Here we go.
Cheer to Steelers. Back in the gold.
Here we go.
This town of Pittsburgh's heart and soul.
Here we go.
The Steeler Nation has the best fans. We are from Pittsburgh, the six-time Super Bowl champ.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. They're going here back to the Super Bowl along with the Green Bay Packers.
I'm boycotting.
You're boycotting.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not even waiting 2 weeks. I'm picking the Steelers. There. It's over. It's out. It's out in the open.
Well, two pretty good ball games yesterday, I think. There was two comebacks made. You had to watch the whole games of both games. Interesting rule in which people were talking about yesterday, but nobody really knew. Did you understand the rule in the third quarter when they brought in the third string quarterback?
It's also known as the emergency quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what the whole basis behind it was a few years ago, gamesmanship, sportsmanship, but that you couldn't it allows you to put another guy on the roster if you have an emergency quarterback is basically what it does, so you don't have to carry three quarterbacks. So once you put him in, yeah, I understand it. I'm not going to sit here and try and explain it.
No, I thought it was always a 53-man roster. The rule is a 45-man active roster when the game started. He was actually the 46th player was Caleb Haney. Had they done that in the fourth quarter, those players could have came back. When they did it with 57 seconds left in the third quarter, they couldn't come back. They were done.
Well, the Dolphins had this issue when Chad Henne was hurt, and they ran the Wildcat for two plays so that they could bring Thigpen in the fourth quarter and bring Henne back when Pennington and Henne both went down in that one game.
So second time, I guess, this year that that's happened. I did not realize that. But that was interesting. When they were talking about that, that's the rule, and they were trying to explain it during the game, but everybody was just, who was Caleb Haney? And I think that was a big deal. Got a little bit greedy going down the field on fourth down. he dinked and dunked underneath. I wish he would have got the first down, then we could have saw what would have happened. I think the best teams won yesterday overall. I mean, I don't think.
I don't know. Pretty scary. I think the Packers were the better team. I'm not sure the Steelers were, and this isn't pounding on the Steelers. Up 24-0, you get a close, and I think it was a fumble that made it 24-0 in this football game. That allowed the Jets to really control the entire second half. The Jets were way better in the second half than the Steelers were. Way better. Now, when you're up in the lead, you got to be careful about, you know, letting it get away, but way better. So, and they're one play away. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, heck of a deal, rolled out, just gave him way too much time, and he puts it where he can catch it, and that ends the football game. I don't think the Jets are one of the greatest teams to ever be left home by any means, but woo. And
did you like the call instead of running the football? I mean, when it was successful, I mean, did you think they were going to do that at the end?
That's what winners do. It was a little weird that they lined up with an empty backfield to let the Jets kind of know, but that's coaches coach, players play, the better ones execute, the better ones win. That's the way it's supposed to be. I think that's the way it went out yesterday. Obviously, they saw something. I don't think that was the number one option on this play because Roethlisberger did have to buy some time there, but it is what it is. You're not going to get a first down running the football. So
No, I don't think they would have got a first down either.
Leave it in your hands. You decide if you're going to win the football game or not. The sad thing was is that when the Jets did get down there and score the last touchdown of the football game, line up and run it up the middle. You've been getting 1 and 2 yards every time. The time they didn't score, they mess around throwing the ball twice, and they run it with LaDainian on fourth down. If you'd have ran it every time, I think you get into the end zone. Then Sanchez got to run over to the sidelines because he can't get the play in his helmet. What the hell's the play need to be? Straight ahead. I mean, what's the signal need to be? Power. Punch the air. That we're going ahead. Who cares if the Steelers know what the play is? They probably knew what it was anyway. You waste all that time, which in the end kind of comes back to haunt you a little bit. I think the Steelers would have had to get one more first down. You would have had it with 20, 30 seconds, but still. The Jets mismanaged a little bit of the clock there. They got done what they needed to do on the last drive and score, which was the most important, but there you go. And they did an onside kick, which I think was proper, too. There was still too much time left on the game clock. Congratulations, Steelers, Packers. Are you surprised the Packers are a 2.5-point favorite?
Really was. I just looked at the strength of the AFC. I thought those elite teams in the AFC were probably quite a bit stronger than the elite teams in the NFC this year. When you looked at those top four or five, I thought the Steelers would actually be favored by 2 or 3 when we were talking about it yesterday. And then our buddy Eddie said that Bodog had the NFC and AFC darn near even. So obviously they figured that both favorites would win yesterday like they did. And then when it was announced, 1.5 to 2.5 points was where the line opened at places.
Once the Packers won, Las Vegas put out a 1.5-point favorite. It immediately was at 2.5. After the game, I was looking online at a couple of places that we always look at, and it still had Packers versus to be announced at 2.5. God, I got to think if the Jets get in, that line goes up, doesn't it? And it didn't really move once the Packers got it, or once the Steelers got it.
Yeah, you certainly would have thought so.
And maybe that line was set at the half, too. I mean, I didn't see it at halftime of the AFC game. So.
When the score is 24-3, you're thinking, okay, well, here's where the line's going to be set. So, I was a little bit surprised, especially I thought Green Bay early in that game really had a chance, you know, going down the field. Jennings, 8 catches, I believe 131 or 137 yards. But
who was 26? And what's he doing today? Sacking groceries? Hey, really? That guy beat out Bullocks? Wow. Wow, you're looking for a job. Other guys that are looking for jobs today, Todd Collins. I think he just officially announced his retirement moments ago. Wow.
Did you know how many year veteran he was in the NFL?
Must have been 50 because he looked like it.
I want to say it's either 12 or 15 year veteran. Is that right? Merit effort Todd Collins, and see how could he be around the NFL like that long and look like that yesterday?
Well, when you don't play.
To even be a backup.
He was a chief, right? That explained part of it. Coming up on the show today, love to hear your thoughts on the Super Bowl. Send us an email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The phone number, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to hear from you today. So let us know what's going on in the world, what you think, what your early thoughts are. You can vote on who you think is going to win the Super Bowl on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, the Sun Heat Hot Topic at ESPNSuperstation.com. Todd Gatula from the Tri-City Storm is going to join us a little bit later on in the program today. They're going to try the pond hockey again, second annual event. It's going to be nice weather, not great weather, but I see they put up a 40 degrees out there this week. We'll see how that affects the pond hockey and find out more about that, the way it used to be played. And we'll find out more. Todd Gatula joins us later on the show today. We'll look at what happened over the weekend. There were a lot of close basketball games that went on over the weekend for the Huskers, the Lopers, and Hastings College. One of those was not the Husker women. Matt Coatney is going to join us on tomorrow's show, the voice of the Husker women, as they have back-to-back home games this week against nationally ranked teams in Iowa State, Texas Tech. We'll talk with him about what this program is doing after the record-setting year last year, and should people be alarmed, or should they just be back to where they were 2 years ago and say any win's a good win? Oh, but Tony, the men.
You just said it. The long pause of silence. They get a call on a three-pointer. He makes all three free throws. You think, all right, finally going to have a little bit of luck here down the stretch. Finally got the lead. They go down. Yeah, why didn't they stop the ball? That's the first thing you hear in these high school games is stop the ball, stop the ball. He goes into the lane, throws up a floater. Why in the world somebody couldn't got a hand on it and threw the thing up in the air, out of there, thrown it anywhere, but it bounces around and then gets flipped up and in at the buzzer, basically. And then I wish they would have reviewed when the ball went out of bounds, because we got the ball with 0.4 seconds left, and I think there had to be more than 0.4 seconds, but whatever. The best look we could get was a pass, like a two-handed chest pass, 8 feet behind the three-point line, where he basically just launches a half-court shot. I didn't really like that, but we were obviously out of timeouts, and what do you do? It was a game that you're going against a team, Pat Knight's squad, that was not good, not playing good basketball. You had opportunities, and you just didn't seize those opportunities. That's what it came down to.
UNK women hit a shot at the buzzer. There's an overtime game. UNK men, Mike Denlinger, 30 points. Nice job there. A freshman for the Loper men, but they split over the weekend. Hastings women win at the buzzer. Hastings men get beat by Dort. And so that's what's going on there. A lot of wrestling going on. UNK wins three more. The Huskers split. They gave Wisconsin a battle on Friday, the fourth-ranked team in the country, who they better get used to, because as they move into the Big Ten, you're going to see more wrestling schools there. And which makes me wonder, I asked one of our wrestling aficionados, what's the Big 12 going to do? There's only four schools left that wrestle after Nebraska leaves. So can you name them?
Yeah, Iowa State, Oklahoma.
It could have been our Troutmans tomorrow.
Iowa State, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State.
That's three.
Nebraska. Oh, there's one more?
I should have saved it. The fourth one is Missouri, and then Nebraska. Those are the five teams that are in the conference. None of them, they didn't wrestle in the Southwest Conference, evidently. And congratulations to Wood River, your Lou Platt Conference champions. Amherst and Kearney both won their invites this weekend. We're getting close. Conference basketball tournament brackets are due out for some this week. Fort Kearney, Lou Platt get going next week. The Centennial begins tonight. Central Catholic girls and St. Cecilia boys are both in action. St. Cecilia at home against Columbus SCOTUS in a first-round matchup, 6:30 tonight on 12:30 KHAS. So that's kind of what went on there. Rafael Nadal continues to win. Andy Roddick continues to get bounced from these major tournaments. And not that we'll get too deep into this, Andy Roddick, 2 years ago, kind of got rid of Connors then and made a couple of runs and took Federer to five in one of the greatest finals in Wimbledon history, at least that involved somebody that you cared about winning. And since that time, he's not done anything. I mean, he's done good, but
He's getting knocked out by people you've never heard. I mean,
he's not getting to semifinals. He's not getting to finals. He's getting beat by up-and-comers.
Yeah, fourth round's not going to cut it.
Do we care about Aaron Buzos?
Oh, that's the
recruiter. A two-star safety that's going to go to Air Force instead of Nebraska. Recruiting insiders say Nebraska had cooled of late on his recruitment anyway. Yeah, probably could pick up a two-star. I got a two-star for you. You want me to drive up the hill and grab him? I got him for you. So there you go. That's what's going on. Love to hear from you again on the show today. Tony, looking at the Super Bowl, and it seemed like the underdog had been winning forever. Not the case. I just must not pick the right team ever in the Super Bowl. Ever. I'm serious, folks. You know how bad I select games. I believe, I'm looking here, that the last seven games, the only, and we're talking spread here, would have been when the Colts beat the Bears. Colts were favored, according to Vegas Insider here, by 7. I think it was more 6.5 around here. But I had the Colts last year. Had Pittsburgh when they didn't cover against the Cardinals. Picked the Patriots to pound the Giants. The Steelers beat the Seahawks. I liked the Seahawks that year. But there was 1, 2, 3, 4. We had 5 years in a row. New England, Pittsburgh, Indy. 4 years in a row. 4 years in a row where the favorite did cover the spread. Right? Am I right here? Hold on. Let's see. Yeah, Colts covered. Steelers covered. Patriots did not cover against the Eagles.
Right, yeah.
And they did not cover against the Panthers. Okay. So the underdogs are doing okay. The favorites are winning for the most part. They're just not covering. So, again, your thoughts. 2 weeks out, you got a pick?
Well, immediately, I thought the wrong team was favorites. I guess my pick early would be the Steelers. But
we'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
I'm Doug Gooden with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm will continue their road swing at Omaha on Friday, then return home to take on Chicago Saturday. Face-off both nights set for 7:05. The Nebraska men's basketball team is off until Saturday when they host nationally ranked Texas A&M at 1. The Nebraska women have a pair of home games this week. They will host Iowa State Wednesday at 7:05 and Texas Tech Saturday night at 7:05. The UNK men and women are home this weekend, hosting Colorado Christian Friday and Colorado Mines Saturday. Women at 6, the men at 8. The Hastings College men and women will be at Midland Lutheran on Wednesday night and then host Morningside Sunday on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. UNK wrestlers will host Central Oklahoma Thursday and travel to top-ranked UNO Saturday. Hastings College will host the GPAC Wrestling Championship Saturday, and the Husker wrestlers will duel at Oklahoma Friday and at Missouri Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN Radio.
It's a little FaceTime for hockey fans.
All righty then!
The Old Chicago Storm Hockey Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Fans.
Well, this is your family out of 9 months out of the year.
Players.
Lead by example.
Coaches. Gather in one spot for conversation. Hosted by the voice of the Tri-City Storm, Skip Barrett.
Tipsy Skippy, are you kidding me?
The Old Chicago Storm Hockey Show. Live from Kearney's Old Chicago. Mondays at 5 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460, 1550.
We'll see considerable cloud cover develop across the area today. There's a slight chance of a snow shower, may mix with a few sprinkles in spots, with high temperatures around 37. Northwest winds will stay at around 10 to 20. Tonight's lows reach 12 degrees. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 34.
Touching me, touching me, sweet Caroline.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Monday, and that means good food at the Chicken Coop. Tuesday, good food at the Chicken Coop. Thursday. Thursday, Sunday, doesn't matter. It's all at the Chicken Coop where you can watch little Big Monday basketball tonight, rehash the playoff games from yesterday, chat with your friends during happy hour if you want. From 5 to 10, it's happy all the time with the bowl fries and french fries and their boneless chicken wing special tonight in Kearney. Choose any of their 13 wing flavors every Monday night for the boneless wings or the bowl fries and french fries. They're only $5.99 for that. Chicken wings, 40 cents each. You can get as many as you want. Try out some different flavors. And, of course, lunch specials all 7 days of the week. Not a bad seat in the house to watch all of your favorite athletic events, college basketball, golf season's underway. Tiger and Phil are back on the course this week where you can watch it, where you want to watch it, at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island.
Also, lunch special this week at the Chicken Coop. Yes, it is. The Chicken Coop chicken fried chicken with mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and a dinner roll, $5.99. The Chicken Coop is where it's at. Also, Neil Diamond's birthday today.
A marketing firm earning their money there.
Oh, you just sign up for the, they'll just shoot you a text to share their lunch specials with you.
That's right. It's the new Chicken Coop text. There you go. Find out more at the Coop. Noticed that yesterday. Keno number didn't hit yesterday.
No.
It was kind of depressing.
Well, four times in a row. You can't always do that.
Let's go to the Dan Popper inbox.
Hey, our friend Wayne Anderson from Fauner Park chimes in. He says, my dad trained horses and ran a thoroughbred farm for Art Rooney back in the 40s. Very cool. So our family's always been Steelers fanatics. Just wanted to rub it into Doug after listening to him all last fall say the Steelers would not make it to the Super Bowl. Don't know what he has to do now that they will make it, but just wanted to let you know I'll be listening Monday to see what he has to say after tonight. Steelers-Packers, what a great Super Bowl. Really do enjoy the show and appreciate the time you give the horse racing community. A lot of horse racing talk coming up, Wayne, and thanks for the email.
Ran into Big Game this morning.
Did you?
He's fired up. He's getting ready to make a trip. Irish Ken, I think, has some misinformation here in his email, but the bottom line was, did you see Roethlisberger's quarterback rating? Low 30s. Packers have a better field goal kicker. That will be the difference in the game. And, of course, my Packers, Irish Ken. One thing you did bring up, why weren't the Bears attempting field goals yesterday? 49-yard field goal? Really?
I don't know. It's
and then you punt it in the end zone?
It's 19 degrees.
You gain 10 yards? Go for the darn thing. It's mismanaged football.
Now, the Packers punter earned his keep yesterday, taking Devin Hester, pinning him to the sideline and doing some pretty good things for them.
How about Urlacher's pick and Rodgers' tackle?
Excellent play as well.
Say something. What do you think about Jay Cutler? That's been obviously the talk all morning long. We talked about the second and third string quarterback for the Bears. What do you think about Jay Cutler?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. It's a league championship game. He's a starting quarterback in the NFL. I can't believe anybody would question his lack of intensity or playing hurt. The guy obviously couldn't push off on that knee and rendered himself helpless thinking, hey, one of these other guys has got to have a better chance to get us to the Super Bowl. You can say he was expressionless, emotionless. That's Jay Cutler. I talked about it all fall.
Taylor Cutler?
Last 2 years. Yeah, a lot.
Martinez?
That's just his demeanor. Accept it for what it is. I can't believe there's – I liked when Urlacher really took his back and said what he said about all those people being jealous and watching at home. I thought that was a good comment, you know, saying, you know, Mark Slareth, okay, Mark, you've had 20 knee surgeries. That prove you're a really smart guy? Maybe you should have left the NFL a couple, 3 years earlier and only had 12. I mean, I don't know. You're really tough because you love the game of football. I'm sure Jay Cutler loves the game of football. He didn't think he could get it done for his team. I don't think that's a rip on Jay Cutler. He was hurt. If he thought he was hurt, who is anybody to question somebody that goes out there?
But again, I have a problem with every time they showed him, he's just away from everybody. He's not over on the – he's not standing on the sidelines with a headset on. He's not trying to help out his third-string quarterback. I mean, come on.
I see that side of it, too.
I mean, that's fine if you're injured and you can't play, but that part wasn't brought up much at all during the discussion this morning on the network. Come on. Be a part of the team. You're trying to get to the Super Bowl, you gomer. God, I just... Yeah. That's why some teams win and some teams don't. You got to have it all together. Tom Brady would be helping out his boy. Roethlisberger helps out his boys.
Well, you see Rodgers and when BJ, whatever his name
is. Bear?
The dancing bear, the dancing bear for the Packers intercepts that pass. You know, they show, you know, Rodgers over there just fired up as anybody. Roethlisberger, when they pick up the ball and scoot in for the score, you know, Roethlisberger is one of the first people out on the field.
What was that quarterback's name again? He's trying to help out who?
What are you talking about? Rodgers, Roethlisberger?
No, he was trying to help out who, though? Be who? What?
B.J. Raji.
Oh, Raji. Raji.
Not first Stan name's B.J.
Not Stan Hardiger?
No.
Oh, okay. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455.
Are we 5 years old?
Most of the time.
Unbelievable.
Most of the time.
Okay,
what?
Okay, God. You know what? I didn't even know where you were going. Then I'm sorry. I'm three paragraphs late to the conversation.
Well, I just wanted to. It was just a segue to talk Nebraska basketball again because EJ in Grand Island says, Doug and Daddy, I just started believing in Nebraska. They go and lose on the road to the absolute worst team in the Big 12. Why is it every year this happens? We have to steal these kinds of wins on the road to make an NCAA appearance. This season could soon go in the toilet. What are your takes on this, EJ in Grand Island? Well, EJ, if you've been a longtime listener, and I think you have of this program, you know my thoughts. It happens every year because it's Nebraska. They do it every year. Just when you start paying attention, this happens. Now, I think the problem here is two things. A, Texas Tech knows this is one of the few games that they had a chance to win, kind of like when Nebraska played them in Lincoln last year. Texas Tech, as we talked with Chris Lovell on Friday's show from RedRaidersports.com, this team has some experience. This team was not supposed to be this bad. This team got blown out a couple of times by top 25 teams to start the Big 12 schedule. That's where the problem lies. I think Texas Tech wins a few ball games. The problem is if Nebraska has any chance of anybody paying attention to them late in the Big 12 conference season, they had to win this game. We're pretty sure, Tony, that if Nebraska won, it was going to be by a bucket. They weren't going to go down there and win by double digits, and they lost. They lost the basketball game. One of the reasons, they gave up 72 points. This defense that had been right. So great gave up way too many points to a team that hadn't been scoring that many. They had a young man that went crazy, hit 7 of 10 three-pointers. Something fluky like that always seems to happen. DeWaylon Roberts had the big game. He tipped it in. John Roberson had 25 points to lead Texas Tech with those 7 three-pointers. So you don't give up 7 three-pointers to one kid, you win that basketball game. You got to do a lot of things, but there you go. Now they're off. Again, I hate this. I hate these off. I mean, now they don't play again until Saturday, and then Texas A&M, who's ranked 10th, and they'll update the rankings here in the next hour, was ranked 10th last week, comes in on Saturday. And then you have to win this ball game. I mean, if you beat Tech, you come in and go, man, if we could get this over a top 10 team, that looks good on our resume. We're 4-2 in the conference. Two road losses are to the top 25 teams, top 15 teams. Then you get everybody excited again. Nebraska's got to find a way to win three of their next four, no matter who it is.
Won't you give them a little bit credit that the personnel's different than it has been in the past? There's always been a glaring weakness. When they had Merrick, they didn't have guards to surround him. When they didn't have a big man, they had some guards, but there was nobody inside. They've got some big men. They've got some guards that are at least competitive or at least proving they can play at that level. I want to give these guys the benefit of the doubt. I want to cheer for them. I want to cheer for Doc, because I think he thinks he's got the deal headed in the right direction.
Well, let me just say this.
And I cheer for the Royals every year they start season two.
Let me just say this. Your point was what again? Has anything changed? We're talking the same exact thing every single year, Tony. I unfortunately have to say right now, no. Every year, just when you pay attention. Now, last year they took care of it and we were done paying attention by this time, but they won a ton of games in the non-conference schedule last year and then just were terrible in the conference. And yes, they only won 2 last year and they've already won 2 this year. That should not be a standard to look at. I'm at the point, said at the beginning of the year, I'm like, I root for him all the time. I think I've rooted for him more than you ever did. Than most people. I liked Husker basketball. I liked going to the games when I was in college. I liked watching them. Every once in a while, they would upset somebody, and it made it worth watching. It's been a long time again now since Nebraska's knocked anybody off that meant anything, especially at home. You got to do it. Saturday's an opportunity. Tony, until something changes, it's hard to believe. I want to believe. I want to root. If I was a cabillionaire, I would be shoving money towards Doc Sadler to help that program out. All you can do is sit back and root and hope that they catch a break. And that's one of the things that this program, that's one of the things Doc Sadler needs. He needs to catch a break. We've been talking about all these guys. You get Sally in, some idiot doesn't know how to do his job in the education office, and the transfer. I mean, of all the things, you just go, how can we get screwed over again? Well, it's not even had anything to do with basketball. And this has happened. Stan Hardiger leaves. He was supposed to be the great thing. You got kids that are injured that leave the program. You get this Almeida kid. Okay, so he's 315 and takes up a lot of weight, a lot of room in the paint. But how good is he really? I mean, he's no Maric by any stretch of the imagination. So my point is, until they actually on the court do it, it's the same thing every year, and it has been for a long, long time, all the way back to Danny Neal.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's tough to argue when they go into proverbial crapper every year. Yes, I just think the pieces are different than they have been.
You know what you can't argue with? The savings that the boys at Bruce Furniture give to you. Just see, you can help the program out by saving money on the furniture you buy at Bruce Furniture.
Biggest ever.
It's like 20%, ain't it?
Biggest ever. Yeah, it's really this. You buy $1,000 in furniture, you get $200 in free furniture.
Do that in Kearney? Do that in Holdridge?
Alliance?
Hastings?
They got it all. $5,000, get $1,000 in bonus furniture. Get it now because for a limited time, that's a sale. Bruce Furniture, no, they haven't marked up the furniture to offset the bonus. Yes, long-term financing is available, including same as cash, 12-month financing, whether it's a sort of sleep system or recliner for reclining. It's just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge. If you're going out west, Alliance, stop in and see them. Bruce Furniture, they'd love to have you.
On your way to Carhenge.
There you go. On your way to ice fishing land.
There you go. Good times. Good times. Hey, congratulations to Bill Gavers at Grand Island Central Catholic. Career win number 400 already. Nice article. A couple of days on the story from Saturday night's win over Adams Central. And then, of course, the game. Bob Hamer has a article in there today about Bill Gavers as well. So check it out in the Independent. And congratulations to Coach. We are efforting to have him on this week to talk a little bit about that, but more about this year's unbeaten team and the conference tournament, which gets going this week. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, we're going to be chatting with Todd Gatula from the Tri-City Storm. They're ready to go outside. Pond hockey coming up after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept. Visit AutoOwners.com to find an agent near you. Auto Owners, the no problem people.
For award information, visit JDPower.com.
Michael Holand claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Holand One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holand One Farms products. Click on the Holand One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holand One story.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather.
is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover develop across the area today. There's a slight chance of a snow shower, maybe mixed with a few sprinkles in spots, with high temperatures around 37. Northwest winds will stay around 10 to 20. Tonight's lows reach 12 degrees. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 34.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Welcome back to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. And thinkmidway.com is the website to check out all that's going on at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're there for you, trying to get through this perfect storm. Well, they have got a lot of deals for you in this month of January. Here's what we've talking about. They had record-breaking November and December new car sales. Great news for you folks, because now they have hundreds of Midway certified pre-owned vehicles to choose from. And each and every Midway certified pre-owned comes with a 2-year up to 100,000 mile powertrain warranty, 2-year up to 100,000 mile roadside assistance package, and a 6-month up to 6,000 mile comprehensive warranty that covers pretty much everything else. So you're all taken care of with a 30-day exchange privilege. There's no need to get new when you can go Midway certified pre-owned and save. Come drive your next car today at the Midway Auto Group. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. ThinkMidway.com. I've always wondered how they get the Zamboni out there. Todd Catullo from the Tri-City Storm joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the second annual pond hockey event. Todd, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Did you like the playoffs yesterday?
I'm a Steelers fan, so yeah.
There, you know, and that's another thing.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. There are a lot of Steeler fans, and there are a lot of Packer fans in the area, so I think that makes it pretty happy today. There's also some Bear fans. Can't say there's any Jet fans. I mean, way, way outnumbered by any Steeler fans out there.
I'm the kid who grew up in the, you know, the mid-late 70s, early 80s with Lynn Swann and Franco Harris and Bradshaw and all the fellas.
I've seen Franco on the sideline.
And that was the only football that was on. You know, every Sunday that was the game that was on in my market. So watch the Steelers and you become a fan, you know. And all the neighbor kids like the Cowboys. So
all right, Todd, thanks somebody. For stopping by. Okay. let's quickly switch. Yeah, that's Tony's problem. You like Dallas, so your little brother likes Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're catching up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they've surpassed us.
8-8. Dallas is in it 8 times, Pittsburgh 8 times. So there you go. Pittsburgh, they win this, though. They're going to have a lot more rings. Todd, we got hockey coming up. Tell us what is pond hockey and why this is so exciting, because I know it was a big hit last year.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. We have pond hockey this Thursday night at Yanny Heritage Park here in Kearney. Pond hockey, basically, for the kind of the non-hockey fan out there, the casual fan, most hockey players come from, as we know, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Alaska, you name it. And they grow up playing pond hockey, just like we grew up shooting hoops in the driveway or playing football in the backyard or baseball in the local lot. These kids grew up taking the skates and the sticks down to the local lake or pond, and they get on in the winter and skate all day and play pickup hockey. So it's kind of the roots of hockey and a throwback. And the NHL, to be quite honest here, the last few years has started their winter classic. And last year in a staff meeting, we were throwing out brainstorming ideas of how we can draw interest to hockey in general. It wasn't so much about pond hockey. The Winter Classic was being talked about with the NHL, and that's kind of caught popularity with the casual fan. To be quite honest, when we were brainstorming ideas, it was thrown out there. We all kind of laughed it off, forgot about it, and went on our way and said, yeah, wouldn't that be kind of cool to do? Well, next staff meeting a week later, pond hockey comes up again, and Greg Shea myself said, wait a minute, maybe we're onto something here. Why couldn't we do it? Maybe it's not so crazy after all. And we talked everywhere from Kearney Lake out by the country club to Cotton Mill to our lake out behind the rink here south of town by the interstate. And Yanny Park last year seemed like a logical place to have it. Nice parking. The facilities are great. Easy access to the ice and whatnot. Approach the city. Given way more background here than you want. We had pond hockey last year, approached the city. They thought it was a great idea, allowed us to use it. So we had a pond hockey event last year. Admittedly, it was kind of thrown together in a couple weeks. We got the ice surface skatable, brought a couple nets out. We let the little kids and fans skate with the team on the ice, shoot the puck around, and it turned into kind of a public skate on the ice. Everybody came out and skated with the team, took pictures.
But a huge success for only having two.
Yeah, had a great turnout. We had 300-500 people showed up. Couple years ago that we couldn't get that many to a game, so it was a really great turnout, and everybody's been asking about it since then. Are you doing it again this year? So we're like, yeah, enough interest was generated last year, and to be honest, the players themselves and coaches had a great time. It's kind of a stress-free night. You know, these guys are, not to overstate it, but it's constant pressure with pro scouts, college scouts. There's a lot of pressure that comes with the season like any sport. It's a nice night for the guys just to kick back, get away from it all. They kind of remember their upbringing, skate on the pond. It's out in the cold there. It's kind of fun just to put on the gloves and the sticks and skate. And it's a cool atmosphere for the fans to come out and see something you don't see every day in Nebraska. So we're doing it again. This Thursday we're going to skate around. We're starting to get the ice ready this week, and hopefully these temperatures keep dipping down at night so the ice doesn't get too soft. But having a chili feed at 5:30 at the Senior Center, 5:30 to 6:30, then the pond hockey will start up at 6:30.
Well, one thing I think people fail to, you know, people forget this time of year is, okay, this time of year is hockey time. Well, these kids have been at it since the 1st of September. You know, they started in football, and it goes, you know, we think, oh my gosh, basketball is a long season here, and it starts, you know, the middle of November and goes till the first weekend in March. You know, these, you talk about a long season, they've been after it. It's nice for them just to totally get away and put some smiles and just have some fun.
Yeah, they do. Last year, you got to admit, you know, some, you know, we're talking the guys on our team are 17 to 20 years old, and it takes a lot to impress that age group, let's say. So, you know, as a staff, we were thinking, okay, are they going to think this is kind of silly and not buy in? And we got a good group of guys, but, you know, you kind of hang yourself out there like, what's this going to look like? We're going to go skate on a lake. Is anybody going to show up? Well, we had a good crowd. The feedback from the players was, we loved it. It reminded me of my youth. They're sharing stories this week leading up to it.
It reminded them of their youth.
their early years as a you know, grade school kid. So they enjoyed it. So we brought it back, and they have fun with it. Like you said, it's just a nice, easygoing night. Not a lot of logistics to it. You know, once we pull off the event, we just open up the lake, and the city's played a big part in giving us permission to get on there. Kind of the safety issues with dive teams, and nobody's falling through the ice. It's 14 inches thick out there, so nobody's falling through, and all those kind of little worries last year, we weren't sure. All the unknowns we answered last year, so now we can kind of cut loose and have a good time with it. So it should be a fun time.
Todd Gattullo, the Tri-City Storm, anything new that we will see, or will we just kind of be the same basic premise as last year with more people now that everybody, at least the folks that were there last year, kind of know what was going on? They'll know what to expect this year?
Yeah, we're going to have a few skills contests where fans can come out of the crowd, maybe have some skills contests against some of the players, shooting pucks at the net and some fun like that. And other than that, the new thing is probably we're going to let more people skate afterwards. I think the big hit last year, after all the things that we had planned with the coach mic'd up and this and that, is the players are going to do a little scrimmage. We're going to have a skills contest. And then we're just going to open it up. People can walk out on the ice. They've got their own skates. They can come out and skate. And a lot of people are going to take advantage of that, it sounds like. So pretty much a similar setup with the exception of we're going to let more people on the ice to skate with the team and take photos and all that good stuff.
Do you skate?
Yes. Limited skill level. I was going to say, we have some size 14, 15s out there if you want to
I've never skated. I've never once. Yeah. I actually.
I'd like to see you shove your cankles into one of those pair of skates.
I bowled a turkey and spent some time as a chiropractor after that.
It's not as easy for us, let's say, bigger guys, and it's a lot farther to fall.
Yeah, like I see Charlie Shea, and I want to smack him if I could catch him.
I'm the guy out there with the helmet on during, you know, public school, the only adult with the helmet on. But
Todd Gattullo, the Tri-City Storm. That's not all that's going on. The Storm actually get to play a game at home this weekend. They go to Omaha, a team that they have struggled with on Friday, then come home for Chicago. It's another TV game.
Yeah, we got a TV game Saturday night against Chicago, 7:05. We're trying to pack the place. We've got kind of what we call whiteout night. It's kind of an annual thing. We're going to give away a few hundred, 500 T-shirts. I think it is the first 500 fans, and try to have everybody in attendance wear white, the old, you know, whiteout gimmick or blackout or pack it in purple. We've done different ones. Expected a big crowd. Sales are good already. And Chicago's a team that, you know, we need to beat. The playoff race is real close, even though there's a lot of games left. At the standings are real bunched up, but there's only a few points that separate second through the last place teams. And so a couple big games this weekend, like you said, one on the road in Omaha and then Saturday night, and then we kick it into full gear here in February, March. A lot of home weekends, a lot of hockey to be played. So yeah, we're trying to keep boosting the crowds, and the hockey on TV is always a fun one. For those who can't make it, it'll be on Fox. A little plug there, I guess, if you don't mind. Fox 4 and 17 here locally, and it's always fun. We have two or three TV games this year. This will be the second of three, and that, to be quite honest, is just another way for us to expose our product. It's airtime we buy. Expose our product to more people around Kearney to try to let them see something on TV. They find exciting. Maybe get some new fans to come out and give us a try.
I think maybe one of the funner groups of players and the guys we got to meet this summer, and they still come up to you today. They remember faces. They're good at getting out in the public, meeting the kids, doing things, evolving themselves. It's a fun group to be around.
Yeah, it is a good group, but we try to get a good group. Sometimes it's not always about the best players. And sometimes it is, but we expect a lot of our guys compared to a lot of organizations, and whether that's reading the kids in school or public appearances and coming out with you guys and doing things in the summer, bringing them back or on the show, we treat it like a pro franchise, even though it's not pro hockey, to try to prepare them, one, for college and those that make it to the pros, so they're comfortable at a microphone when they're on with you guys, or comfortable reading the kids in school. And
can Pinkston read?
He's one of those
marginal.
Yes, Rick can read. He's going to Dartmouth, man. He's probably one of the smarter guys on the team. But no, we do have a good group of guys, and they buy in, and we do ask a lot of them. But in the end, it's all about, you know, promoting the product and getting them out there, making them visible. And they understand that when they join the organization, if they're going to play for this team, those kind of expectations are going to be made of them.
Dartmouth. What do you think? Do you prefer 501, 301, double in, double out?
California, beautiful.
Nice. Todd, before we wrap it up here, again, let's hit the pond hockey again. Folks that haven't been there, want to come out, want to bring the kids, maybe let them take some pictures, bring your skates if you want. What do they need to know besides that it's at Yanny?
Yeah, Thursday? It is free. I failed to mention that. There's no cost. Just come on out, park at Yanny Park at the lake. They're on the south side of the lake. We'll have a whole rink set up. We're starting to prepare the ice. Chili feed 5:30 to 6:30 at the senior center. And then as soon as that's over, that's a free will donation to benefit the senior center. Pond hockey at 6:30 for about hour and a half.
So if you swing by at 5:30, drop the kids off, what time should you pick them up?
Exactly. 10:30.
Todd, thanks for coming in. We're looking forward to more work with the hockey, but I know this is a pretty cool deal on Thursday, and hopefully, and it looks like everything's going to work out. Going to hit a good week for this.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Todd Gattullo, Tri-City Storm, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The pond hockey is coming up on Thursday night, and then they are home on Saturday to take on Chicago. Friday night's game at Omaha will be heard on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take a break. Be back with more in just a moment. Don't forget that all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, where if you haven't tried the ultimate breakfast platter, you should do so tomorrow. Eggs, sausage, pancakes, hash browns, a fresh baked biscuit. Get your day off to a great start. And anything on their breakfast value menu, a dollar at BK. Two locations in Kearney, Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with Discover, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Yeah, didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. So remember, the next time you buy something, use Discover, because it could make you a millionaire. Limitations apply. No purchase or card application necessary. Visit discovergiveaway.com for official rules.
Mike Golic here for Tabasco on Pizza. You know, nothing beats a game day gathering, the boys, some football, and of course, boxes full of pizza. But to really kick it off, I need one more thing, and no, I'm not talking 60-inch high def. I'm talking Tabasco Original Red. Unlike other sauces that mask the taste of food, Tabasco amplifies flavors you never knew were there. So whether you're a meat lover, deep disher, or extra cheesehead, shake some on your pizza and see why Tabasco really is
so much more than hot.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Follow the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHAS beginning Monday night when the St. Cecilia boys take on Columbus SCOTUS at 6:30. On Tuesday, Adams Central will host the Hastings girls on ESPN 1550, and Kearney Catholic has a doubleheader at Gibbon on Classic Hits 98.9. It's more exciting high school sports action coming your way this week.
We'll see considerable cloud cover develop across the area today. There's a slight chance of a snow shower, maybe mixed with a few sprinkles in spots, with high temperatures around 37. Northwest winds will stay around 10 to 20. Tonight's lows reach 12 degrees. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 34.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're talking a little bit about some of the calls yesterday. I thought, for the most part, well officiated. Still a lot of flags in that Packers game. I just don't know, again, what are you going to do? It started with Julius Peppers. You know, you start to do some good things with the Bears yesterday. You come in, you make a huge sack, but then you get flagged because you hit helmet to helmet, the one where Rodgers got rocked. I mean, there's no doubt he got rocked, but you know what? That's been football since football's been played. I don't know what you're supposed to do if you're Julius Peppers. He didn't launch. I think that's maybe where they need to come with. Don't lead with your helmet. I know it was helmet to helmet, but what are you supposed to do? He's running after the quarterback. Try running with your head cocked off to the side and see what that does for you. You fall over. I mean, I'm asking, what are you supposed to do? It was a big hit, and when they flag you for that, instead of it being a sack and a big loss and you move on to the next down, all of a sudden, your good defensive play cost you 15 yards and a first down. I just don't understand what the defense is supposed to do in that situation.
Apparently, you're supposed to go in lower and hit him in the ribs.
Hit him in the knee?
Well,
no. What are you supposed to do? The Tom Brady rule. You just can't hit these guys. I don't want to see quarterbacks get laid out. I'm not saying that. But when you make a good defensive play, you shouldn't get penalized for it.
Yesterday before the game on the NFL Network, Michael Irvin actually interviewed Jerome Harrison. The guy's been fined numerous times. And Jerome Harrison said, hey, hit me all you want. Leave my knees alone. You know, that guy coming across the middle, he said, you know, I'm getting fined $25,000. I'm getting fined $50,000. Does that guy want me taking his knees out, and so I don't get fined? I don't want to take the guy's knees out.
It's a split-second deal. You never know what that quarterback's going to do as you're tracking him down in that last half second, even if you move your head. Then you're putting the defender's head at risk, too. I mean, you want to put your head into the guy's ribs? What if the arm's there? Break his elbow? I guess I don't know. It's whatever the deal is. But they're all big, tough, and strong guys because – like you, Tony. They're taking care of themselves. You do it by going to Complete Nutrition.
Well, it's kind of a no-brainer right here because I called them at 338-1348. That's 338-1-FIT. That's why I'm in Kearney. When I'm in Grand Island, I call them at 382-TONE. That's 382-8663 in Grand Island to speak for a consultant. Or you go to the website at CompleteNutrition.com. They're promoting the CTS360. That is a complete toning system, which includes three levels of fat burner, plus tone and night formula. Night formula enhances daytime weight loss by providing stimulant-free digestion and soothing cleanse, all during restful night sleep. All that at Complete Nutrition. Whether you're looking for a little energy boost, whether you're looking to put on some protein, put on some mass, get some protein shakes, Complete Nutrition is where it's at. To better serve the Tri-Cities area, Complete Nutrition is now open in Grand Island. That store is just north of Gordman's, located right along Highway 281 and in Kearney, just north of Sunmart, North 2nd Avenue. Complete Nutrition, check them out today.
Well, tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk a little Husker basketball. We've got a lot of other things that we're going to get into this week on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I'm not even sure what it all is.
Well, Brian Munson's going to join us later in the week.
Lost a commit. We talked about that earlier, but BM.
Yeah, lost a commit, and sounds like the kicker from San Diego is going elsewhere as well. So that's not good news for the Huskers, but kind of take a wait-and-see approach with this class. Only another week that these guys have to worry about before they get those letters, start getting faxed in, and the excitement level builds. And I know Husker fans are out there saying some of these people have already enrolled in Lincoln, so those guys are locked up. So that's good news for this class. But the class looks to be a top 15 class if you can get them to sign on that dotted line.
Ohio State is still number one of the Associated Press men's basketball poll just released. Pittsburgh is up to number two. Duke is up one place as well. So there you go. San Diego State fourth. Duke third. San Diego State fourth. Connecticut fifth. Kansas, who lost for the first time. Weird game. Up 18-3 and then just getting mauled by Texas. They're now sixth, followed by Villanova, BYU, Syracuse. There you go. Texas, excuse me, is seventh. Then Villanova, BYU, Syracuse, tied for ninth.
Oh, Villanova beats Syracuse, I guess.
As long as you're happy.
Oh, I'm ecstatic. I'm ecstatic.
Don't forget to get on the website, folks, and vote for who you think is going to win the Super Bowl at ESPNSuperStation.com. I want to thank Todd Catula of the Tri-City Storm for joining us today. Matt Coatney, voice of the Husker women's basketball team, will join us tomorrow.
I want to thank Neil Diamond for celebrating his birthday today. That's why we played that return. It came from Neil Diamond. We'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.